And a pleasant good afternoon to you from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, Iowa, as we get set for NAIA Championship Volleyball, day number one of play. The Dort College Defenders opening up pool play this afternoon, taking on St. Francis of Illinois. The Dort College Defenders enter play with a 22-7 mark. St. Francis is 31-11. The Dort College Defenders got here by two automatic spots after finishing in the top 10 in NAIA play. While the University of St. Francis had to play a match a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half ago, to earn a spot here at the final site in Sioux City. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of me here at the Tyson Event Center. Today's broadcast is made possible by a variety of businesses across Northwest Iowa. They include Borenson's of Boyden handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Let's tell you about some of the players you'll be hearing about for both teams, and let's set the table a little bit for this St. Francis opponent. They finished 16-3 in the Chicagoland Conference. They tied with Trinity Christian for the regular season title. Fighting Saints started the season with a 3-6 record before reeling off 5 wins. A loss to Olivet Nazarene on September 21 was followed by 8 straight wins. St. Francis lost 3 out of 5 matches from October 13 through the 15th, but then won 13 of 14 matches to conclude the season. After winning the Chicagoland Conference title, St. Francis traveled to face Xavier of Louisiana and won a 3-0 decision in the NAI National Championship opening round. St. Francis averages nearly 13 kills per set with 11.1 kills allowed, and the Saints have a team kill efficiency of 200. Saints score 1.28 points per set on ace serves and 1.75 points per set on blocks. Alyssa Bridleman leads the team with a 2.81 kills per set average to go with 3.02 kills. Brenna Perinar and Joanna Nowicki each average 2.03 kills per set. Amber Casey and Danielle Conrad average 5.13 and 5.19 assists per set. Conrad has 41 service aces. Leah Ailis is the leader in digs with a 5.9 average, and she has a team-high 44 ace serves. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
Christianity.
Let's take a closer look at some of the players you'll be hearing about for both teams. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, Aubrey Drake is a back row specialist. She's a sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois, averaging 2.3 digs per set. Jill Scouten is averaging 3.9 digs per set. She is a senior from Sioux Center. Julia Lindberg is an outside hitter. She is a sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 2.1 kills per set. Emma Altena is a sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 2.8 kills per outing. Jamie Gaysink is a sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 2.6 digs and 10.7 assists. Brooke Granstra is a senior from Sioux Center, averaging 4.1 kills per outing. Summer Jansen is a junior from Sheldon, Iowa, averaging 2.15 digs per set. Elizabeth Keel is a senior from Orange City, averaging 1.96 kills per set for the Defenders. And Haley Moss is a junior from Sioux Center, averaging 1.84 kills per outing. For St. Francis, some of their players that we'll be noting will be number two, Jessica Carillo, averaging 1.99 kills per set. She's a sophomore from Chenanon from Illinois, averaging 1.99 kills per set. Number three is Amber Casey. She's a setter. She averages 5.1 assists. Danielle Conrad is the other setter. And she is averaging 5.2 assists with 1.85 kills. Number five is Brenna Parnar, a 5'9 junior from Illinois, and she is averaging 2.03 kills. Joanna Nowicki is a 5'10 sophomore from Morris, Illinois, averaging 2.03 kills per set. Alyssa Bridleman is averaging 2.8 kills per set. She is a middle hitter from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Brooke Hartnell is averaging just under 2 kills per set. She wears number 14. She's a 5'7 senior from Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. And Leah Ailes wears number 1. She has 44 ace serves this season. She is a service specialist. We'll be back with the first serve from Sioux City right after this.
Dort Coffee.
So glad to have you along with me as we get into volleyball play. This is match number number three on this court. Started play on this court at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Had a 3 o'clock match. Bit of an upset there. It was Montana Tech getting a 3-0 win over Georgetown in their pool. Biggest upset of the day thus far has been Jamestown scoring a 3-2 win over Missouri Baptist. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. And also listening to a web stream available via the NAIA. So glad to have you along with me. We'll try to keep it all straight. Beg your forgiveness in advance for anything we might miss. The Dort College defenders are in the far court in the black jerseys. The libero is Summer Jansen. On the near side, St. Francis, hailing out of the Chicagoland Conference. They're coached by Kara Currier. And the St. Francis, their libero, is in the predominantly dark jersey. And that is Leah Ailis. Ailis wearing number 18 today. Across the way will be Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake with service, and we are set for volleyball play. So Aubrey Drake to serve it up, and we are underway. Drake sends it over, controlled by St. Francis. St. Francis on the attack, tipped to the right side, through the block, saved by the defenders. Drake gets it outside to Altena. Altena through the block. Saved by St. Francis, kept it alive, pushed over the net by Gold. Saved by Dort College and Scout and slide right side, Granstra. Brooke Granstra with the kill. Brooke Granstra with her first kill, and the Dort College defenders are on the board first, 1-0. 1-0 our score. Now Granstra is the leading attacker for the Dort College defenders, and they run that slide that's a pretty common play for them when they throw it out to the right pin, and she sprints out to the right pin and puts it away at a pretty difficult angle to return. Gasing throws it outside to Altena. Altena tools it off of the block for the kill, and Emma Altena gives Dort College a 2-0 lead. So 2-0 our score. A fast start so far for the defenders as they jump out to a 2-0 advantage. Again, it's Drake with service. Drake, top spin serve that time, taken by St. Francis, pushed to the back corner, saved by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with a push shot and the kill. Jamie Gasing, the sophomore from Sioux Center, puts it away, catches the St. Francis defense, cheating over for the attack, and she got a clear view of the net, and she put it down. Gasing with the kill, Drake with service again. Serve, middle back, middle left, taken by Hartnell, controlled by St. Francis, pushed over the net, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Breidelman. Point Dort College on the attack error. Not the start you wanted if you're St. Francis. Wanted to jump out and stick right with Dort College in set number one. Instead, they find themselves down 4-0. Served to the sideline by Drake is wide and out of bounds, and the University of St. Francis trails 4-1. So a service error by Drake. And we will have service by St. Francis for the first time. This will be Hartnell. Hartnell with serve. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets it outside to Altena. Altena, change of pace and a kill for Altena. Emma Altena, one of three first-team all-conference players on this Dort College team. Altena now will serve, and Altena has the most potent serve for the defenders in terms of aces. She has 45 ace serves so far this season entering play this week. And obviously assured of three more matches at least. And then from there on out, just depends if you qualify for the elimination portion of the tournament. Emma Altena with an ace serve that St. Francis was unable to handle. I believe that's Nowicki. Nowicki, number nine, unable to handle that one cleanly. So Altena, we put an ace serve on her side of the ledger, and this time she serves it long and out of bounds. So you get a point, you give a point. Altena with the service error. So both of St. Francis' points so far coming on service errors. St. Francis with service. This is Leah Rose. Rose with 70 serves, controlled by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side over to Granstra. Granstra with another kill. And the defenders lead it 6-2. Brooke Granstra with her second kill. Sador College leads at 7-2 in set number one, serving as Gasing. Just underway, but a fast start by the defenders. Gasing serve, controlled by St. Francis. Set right side, banging it off of the net. It's pushed back over by Moss, and we've got a lift called on the Dort College defenders. No, they say that the ball actually touched the floor. So no save that time by the defenders. Point St. Francis, and St. Francis trails 7-3. 7-3, St. Francis serving. This is Danielle Conrad. Conrad, right-handed serve, taken by Jansen. Nearly an ace. Lindbergh has to get to it for the second contact. Pushed over the net by Jansen, controlled by St. Francis. Slide to the right, and a kill from the right by Carlo. Double-check the pronunciation on that one. Lots of names to try and track this week. Carlo, that is, with the kill. Jansen gets it over to Gasing. Gasing slides right side over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Leads 8-4. So Carlo had the kill moments ago, but Moss answers with a kill of her own. Dort College leads 8-4. Serving is Granster. Granster jump serve taken middle back by Hartnell. Saved by St. Francis, pushed by Gasing over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off speed, controlled by St. Francis, set right side through the block. Jansen, that was Gasing who got a hand on it, but Brenna Parnar will get credit for the kill. And the Dort College defender lead is 8-5. Parnar able to attack from the right side. St. Francis with service. This is Gold. Gold, left-handed serve, knuckleball taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, slide right side, Keel unable to put it down, Dort College reload, set outside, Lindbergh unable to put it away, that's Ailis with the dig, now a block put up, Lindbergh unable to close the block, and Parnar with the kill, that's her second. And just like that, St. Francis has crawled back into this one after falling behind early, they trail now just 8-6, the Fighting Saints. A serve into the net by Kelly Gold. And the Dort College defenders lead 9-6. 9-6 our score. Serve controlled by St. Francis. Fighting Saints. Set goes right side. Passed over the net and with the dump shot. No, they're going to call a back row attack on Gasing. Gasing whistled for the back row attack. It's 9-7. So that'll go as an attack error for Gasing. Serve down the line, taken by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack, Keel. Keel tips it to the sideline, saved by the Fighting Saints. Down ball, blocked by Moss. They'll try it again. And that time going around the block was Brick Hartnell. Hartnell with the kill. And the Fighting Saints back to within 9-8. So they have closed the gap from 6-2 to 9-8. Granster gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack, Dort College, pushed over by Altena. Here comes St. Francis, blocked at the net by Keel and Moss. Here they come again, tipped over to the back line. Saved by Granster, gets it over to Gasing, sets outside Altena. Altena off the high hands, controlled by St. Francis. Set goes right side, block at the net, and down point. St. Francis, Parinar, what the kill, and we're tied 9-9 in set number one. Serving is Ailis. Controlled by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing pushed over the net by Keel, controlled by St. Francis. Fighting Saints, tooling it off the block for the kill is Hartnell, and the Fighting Saints have put together 4 points in a row, and they have taken their first lead at 10-9. 10-9 the score. Ailis with service. Controlled by Keel. Pushed over the net. No. Taken by Keel. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Moss. Moss cross-court kill. Tied up 10-10. Haley Moss with her first kill today. And the Dort College defenders have tied it up at 10-10. Serving for Dort College now will be Jill Scouten. Scouten with service. Scouten loops it over. Controlled by St. Francis, set right side off high hand, saved by Dort College and Jansen, pushed up towards the net. This will be St. Francis with a free chance. Set goes outside through the block, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Granstra, pushed over the net by Dort College and Keel. Dort College scrambling again, that's Gasing, gets a hand on it, gets it over to Keel. Keel to Altena, Altena off the tape, controlled by St. Francis, set Parinar into the net, point Dort College. Defenders lead 11-10 on the attack. Error by Perenar. So Jill Scouten now serving. Scouten to the sideline and serves it wide and out of bounds. We're tied at 11. 11-11 our score, set number one. Neither team has used a timeout up to this point. Serving for St. Francis is Amber Casey. So Casey to line it up and send it over with a score deadlocked at 11-11, and that one catches the tape and rolls over. So Casey with the ace serve, her first. And St. Francis leads it 12-11. 12-11, Amber Casey with service. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, sets it outside to Altina. Altina banks it off the block for the kill. We're tied up 12-12. Altina with her third kill unofficially. Emma Altina, three kills on seven total swings. Serving is Drake, and we're one time through the service rotation for the defenders. We're tied 12-12. Set right side, off of the block for the kill is Breidelman. Breidelman with the kill, and St. Francis retakes the lead at 13-12. 13-12 our score. St. Francis serving is Hartnell. Hartnell serve, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, slide to Granster. Granster with the kill, and we're tied at 13. So Granster records the kill on the slide. This is tie number four of set number one. Emma Altina has service. Altina had one service ace in her last trip into the service area, then had a service error. Top spin serve controlled by St. Francis. Dumped over the net. Saved by Dor College. Pushed back over by Granstra. Saved by St. Francis. Pushed over the net. Saved by Scouten. Gets it to Gasing. Shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it away. Here comes St. Francis. St. Francis attacking from the outside. Block put up by Gasing and Granstra. St. Francis will reload Perenar. Unable to put it away. Gasing slide over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing. Unable to put it down. Now pushed back over Scouten. And we have a lift called on St. Francis, Point Dort College, and the defenders retake the lead at 14-13. 14-13 our score. Altina with service. Altina serves. Top spin serve taken by the libero, Ailis. Tipped into the, well, we've got a double contact called on St. Francis, so a ball handling error by St. Francis. And Dort College leads 15-13. 15-13, Altina with service again for the defenders. 3 points in a row by Dort College. Altina, her serve controlled by the Fighting Saints. Set goes right side and banging it into the antenna. On the attack was Jade Livesay-Groark. And it's 16-13, Dort College up by three. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Serving is Altina. Altina, top spin serve again, taken by St. Francis. They've been handling the serves cleanly. And this time it's Nowicki. Nowicki attacking from the outside with a kill. It's 16-14. 16-14. Dort College leading by two here in set number one. Serving for St. Francis is Leah Rose. Rose serve, taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra unable to put it away. Set comes right side. A block put up by Granster. No, we have a player in the net. A net violation called on St. Francis. And the defender lead is 17-14. 17-14 the score. Gasing serving. That means there's three attackers in the front row for Dort College. For St. Francis, they have three attackers in the front row at all times running that 6-2 system. A down ball by the libero. Granster tries to put the block away. Instead, St. Francis reloads. Moss puts up a block, and on the return, on the continue attempt, St. Francis, Nowicki unable to keep it in play. Point defenders, and Dort College leads at 18-14. So that point will be recorded on a block by Haley Moss. St. Francis receiving serve from Gasing, and now the attack from Jade Livesay-Groark. Hits the antenna, and the Dort College defenders enjoy a 5-point lead. Timeout on the floor, charge to St. Francis. Today's broadcast on KDCR made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. After that timeout charge to St. Francis, Dort College continuing service. This is Jamie Gasing, controlled by St. Francis. No, they push it right back. This is Moss with a tip, controlled by St. Francis. Fighting Saints, left side attack, dug by Drake. Up too close to the net. Gasing picks it up, passed over the net by Jansen, controlled by St. Francis. Again, the set goes outside, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is number nine. That's Nowicki. Nowicki with that knee brace on her left leg. So an attack error by Nowicki. Nowicki averaging 2 kills per set. So far it's been pretty tough going, but she's been matched up against the 6'6 Haley Moss, and that has made life pretty miserable for her thus far. 21-14, Dort College out in front, and Dort College has scored 5 points in a row at this point. They've outscored St. Francis 9-1 since Dort College trailed 13-12. Set goes outside Nowicki. Nowicki pushes it over the block. Jansen gets it. Quick attack. Granstra. Granstra with a kill. For Brooke Granstra, that is her fourth kill. And the Dort College lead is 22-14. So Granstra gives Dort College an 8-point lead. Dort College in a position right now to put this one away in set number one. Nowicki goes cross court. Hatchet save attempted by Jansen. Unable to control it, though. And the ball ends up on the floor on Dort College's side. Nowicki will get credit for the kill, her second. So Nowicki with the kill. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Granstra on the quick attack, and the timing not quite there. A block put up by St. Francis out of the middle. I believe that was Nowicki in on the block along with Perinar. And it's 22-16, so St. Francis trying to crawl back in this one. Conrad with serve. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Saved by Drake. Sends it up towards the net. Passed over the net by Lindbergh for Dort College. Here comes St. Francis attacking right side. Pushed back by Lindbergh. Here comes St. Francis. St. Francis attacking. Nowicki. Nowicki through the block. Saved by Dort College. Comes back over to Moss. Moss, the right side attack. Tips it over the block. Saved by St. Francis. Nowicki through the block. Saved by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh throws it to the corner. Controlled by St. Francis. Set right side. Unable to put it down was Perinar. Dort College controls. Gets it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh through the block. Saved by St. Francis. Drake in the back corner for the tip. Controls it. Gets it back over to Granstra. Granstra. Now Moss picks it out of the net. Passed over the net by Jansen. Here comes St. Francis, right side fighting Saints, blocked at the net, an extended volley. Comes back to Nowicki. Nowicki blocked at the net by Granstra and Moss, Point Dort College. Sooner or later, that big block is going to have an effect. It has already, but in that extended volley, eventually St. Francis had to go to the outside attack, and Moss and Granstra were there to seal it. Granstra served, taken by St. Francis. Fighting Saints, Nowicki unable to put it down. Here comes Dort College. That was Jansen with a dig. Lindbergh bangs it off of the block. Here comes St. Francis through the block. Dug by Jansen again. Gets it over to Gasing. Set right side over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss has had a solid match so far. A couple of kills for her along with 2 blocks. And the defenders lead it 24-16. 24-16 our score. Serving is Granstra. Granstra's short serve taken by St. Francis. Set goes right side, blocked at the net. The attack by Carlo, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort, and St. Francis fights off one set point. Carlo with a kill for St. Francis. Another kill on the way, another serve for St. Francis. And with the Dort College fans on their feet in front of me, can't make out who is serving. I'll try to get that next time, if there is a next time, and there will be. Jansen passes it into the net, and it's a six-point set. Serving for St. Francis is Gould. That's Kelly Gould. 38A serves for her. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gason. Comes back over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Dort College reloads. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Unable to put it away. Set goes right side. Pushed over the block. Saved by Moss. Gets it over to Gason. Comes back to Granster. Granster from behind the spike line. Unable to put it away. And finally, it's Keel and Lindbergh teaming up for a block. And the Dort College defenders win set one. 25-18. 25-18, our final in set number one. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Their number is 722-1902. That's the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. And by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. They're located in Orange City. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. And by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Dort College with a convincing win in set number one, 25-18. We get set for set number two, Dort College and St. Francis. The Dort College defenders racing away from St. Francis. After the defenders trailed 13-12, Dort College scored four unanswered to go up 16-13 and then rattled off six in a row to go up 22-14. And for all intents and purposes, the set was over at that point as St. Francis didn't have enough time to make the comeback. Pretty slim margin of error. Pushed over the net by Granstra as we get started with set number two, and the Dort College defenders take a 1-0 lead. 1-0 our score. Altena starts Dort College with service controlled by St. Francis, and the serve is long. The attack is long and out of bounds, and the Dort College defenders take a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Altena has service. Emma Altena lines it up. Sends the jump serve over, taken by St. Francis. They haven't been getting ace serves off of Altena's serves, but she has been able to take St. Francis out of system for all intents and purposes. Lindbergh's attack, unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College. Drake covers the continuation play. Passed over the net by Lindbergh, saved by St. Francis. St. Francis now attacking, and we've got a back row attack called on St. Francis. Point defenders. And Dort College leads 3-0. 3-0 our score. This is the 4-1 seed match in this pool. Dort College, the number one seed. St. Francis, number four. St. Francis trying to dump it over. Dort College able to recover. They send it right back, though. St. Francis tooling it off the block for the kill. That's Hartnell. Hartnell with the kill. And it's 3-1. 3-1 our score. Hartnell with her third kill this afternoon. It's still afternoon. 5:28 this afternoon. controlled by Scout and gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tries to dump it over. That time, St. Francis covers it. Hartnell attacks cross court, dug by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Bump set back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it down. Here comes St. Francis. Set goes right side, and into the net is Perinar. Perinar unable to keep it in play. Knocks it squarely into the netting, and the North College defender lead is 4-1. 4-1 our score. Serving is Jamie Gasing. So three attackers for North College in the front row. That time a slide to the right and a kill for St. Francis and Breidelman. Breidelman averaging 2.8 kills per set. That's her first of set number two. North College leading 4-2. Both of these teams back in action tomorrow. North College, Gasing sets outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh goes cross-court, hits it wide and out of bounds. So an attack error by Lindbergh as she attacked from the outside. Hits it wide and out of bounds. And St. Francis trails 4-3. Amber Casey with service. Casey's serve, controlled by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, back over to Moss. Moss taps it over, controlled by St. Francis. St. Francis has to scramble a bit. One-arm stab saved by Jansen, keeps it alive, passed over the net by Moss, saved by St. Francis. They'll throw it outside, and hitting the antenna is Brooke Hartnell. Hartnell saw Moss coming over for the block and wanted to go down the line where Moss was sliding over, still in transition, but she hit it into the antenna. So a Hartnell attack error. Here comes St. Francis into the block, saved by the Fighting Saints. Passed over the net, Granstra, Gasing. Gasing, quick attack, Keel. Keel into the net, point St. Francis. So an attack error that time by Keel. It's 5-4. 5-4 our score. Hartnell with service. Hartnell serves, pops it over the net, and an ace serve for Hartnell, and we're tied 5-5. So a service ace by Hartnell. 33 aces entering play this week. Short serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, pushed towards Granstra. Granstra into the net, and St. Francis takes the lead at 6-5. So Granstra with an attack error from behind the spike line. Brooke Hartnell with service. Hartnell's short serve, taken by Keel, gets it over to Gasing, sets it outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh around the block, hits it wide and out of bounds, point St. Francis. And St. Francis leads 7-5. Four unanswered by St. Francis. It all started with an attack error. Oh, no, they called a ball handling error on the St. Francis Fighting Saints, evidently, and we're tied 6-6. Sometimes I get caught making notations, and that time got caught. Haley Moss banks it off of a block. Well, it's a big difference from 7-5 to 6-6, and now Moss with a kill. And Haley Moss records her fourth kill. Summer Jansen with service. Jansen down the line, saved by St. Francis. Comes over to Nowicki. Nowicki over the top of the block. Plenty of time, though, for Jansen to get there. Comes back over to Altena. Alton over the swing. St. Francis scrambling. Passed over the net. Free ball. Jansen. Gasing. Gasing. Quick attack. Keel. Keel off the block. Saved by St. Francis. Redirected by Breidelman. And Breidelman ties it up with a kill. Breidelman with a kill. Leah Rose serving. So Leah Rose lines it up. She sends it over. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a big swing. Controlled by St. Francis. Passed over the net. Nowicki. Unable to keep. Dort College gets the attack. That's Altena. Blocked at the net, though. Points St. Francis. So Altena gets blocked. And St. Francis takes an 8-7 lead on that block. St. Francis trailing in the match. One set to nothing, but they're trying to fight their way back in after trailing early in this one. St. Francis gets the back set to Nowicki. Nowicki with a swing and the kill. Nowicki with the kill. Nowicki with the kill, and Leah Rose has service. Rose with serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Giesing, comes back over to Moss. Moss banks it off of the block, saved by St. Francis. Dort College reloads, comes back to Altena. Altena off of the block, point Dort College, defenders trail 9-8. 9-8 our score. St. Francis up a point. Serving for the defenders, I believe that's Jill Scouten down there, and yep, she pops into view. Jill Scouten with serve, controlled by St. Francis, and off of the block for the kill is Grorick. Livesay Grorick with the kill. And the defenders trail 10-8. Danielle Conrad with service. Conrad serve, a floater, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Giesink. Giesink on the joust, and Giesink wins out on the joust. Jamie Giesink with two kills. And the Dort College defenders trail 10-9. Aubrey Drake has service for the defenders, the sophomore from Rock Island. And her serve is controlled by St. Francis. They'll attack outside. Nowicki. Nowicki saved by Jansen. Gets it back up towards Altena. Altena sends it over the net. Free ball. Here comes St. Francis attacking. Unable to put it down was Gould. And into the net, the attack by Nowicki. And we're tied 10-10. So an attack error by Nowicki. Dort College led at one point. 5-3. They were up 4-1 right out of the chute. And Drake with service again. Drake serve controlled by St. Francis. Set goes outside Nowicki, unable to put it away. Jansen got to it. Set goes back over to Altena. Altena over the kill. Altena records the kill. That's her fourth. And Drake with service again. Drake serve controlled by St. Francis. St. Francis attacking right side Nowicki. Saved by Jansen. Got it over to Scouten. Comes back to Altena. Altena unable to put it down. St. Francis reloads. Down ball and hitting it long and out of bounds is Hartnell. Point, Dort College. So Hartnell with the attack error. Aubrey Drake has service. Drake serve floated over, controlled by St. Francis. Set goes outside. Nowicki unable to put it away. Dort College attacking. Granstra. And what did we have? We had a double contact called on St. Francis. Point defenders. 13-10 our score, and we have a timeout on the floor. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR made possible in part by a grant from Joyner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, Joe's TV and Appliance Service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center at 722-0101. By Ploym Publishing, for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955, and by the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area with buying or selling. Put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. That timeout was charged to the University of St. Francis. That's their first one. They do it trailing 13-10 and in the midst of a five-point run by the defenders. Serving for Dort College is Drake. A mishandled pass. St. Francis keeps it in play, though. Now Granstra on the slide to the right. Granstra with the kill. Granstra records the kill. And for Brooke Granstra, that is her seventh kill this afternoon, a 357 kill efficiency for the 2015 All-American. Aubrey Drake serves it into the net, and the run is over for Dort College. The streak ends at 6 points after the service error by Drake. Serving for St. Francis will be Kelly Gould. Gould's floater taken by Drake. Kept it alive. Got it over to Altana. Altana unable to put it away. St. Francis attacking right side through the block. That's Perinard. Dort College. Granstra unable to put it away. Set comes back outside. Jansen to Gasing. Gasing to Granstra. Granstra for the kill. Brooke Granstra with her eighth kill already. She leads all players in that category. And Emma Altana has service. Emma Altana lines it up and sends it into the net. So Altana, who had the hot hand early from the service error area that is that time, has a service error this time. It makes the score 15-12. Dort College up one set to nothing. Serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it out to Lindbergh. Lindbergh cross-court kill. Well, Dort College gets Julia Lindbergh going as well in this attack tonight. It's going to be pretty difficult for St. Francis. So far, it's been mostly Altana and Granstra. Saved by Granstra, pushed over the net by Lindbergh. Here comes St. Francis through the box, saved by Jansen. Now an overpass and trying to put it away was Breidelman, and Breidelman a little too eager. And Breidelman hits it long and out of bounds. An attack error by Breidelman. And the Dort College defenders lead at 17-12. Serving is Gasing. Gasing serve. Catches the tape. Rolls over. Now an overpass. Moss tries to put it away. St. Francis was able to dig it up. Now Granstra trying to put the block up. And we've got a ball handling error called on St. Francis. 18-12 our score. And the serve to the back line for Drake is an ace, pardon me, for Gasink is an ace serve. Jamie Gasink with the ace, her first. So Jamie Gasink, her first service ace to go along with 12 assists already today. Set goes outside, off high hands. Perinard's attack. Dort College gets it back over to Granstra. Granstra off speed kill. 20-12. 20-12 our score, and University of St. Francis is going to use another timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. St. Francis uses up timeout number two, trailing 20-12, and right now St. Francis, they've got to regroup and regroup quickly. Serving for the defenders will be Jamie Gasing. Gasing serves, her right-handed serve taken by Hartnell. Through the block, Drake tries to keep it in play, and Drake unable to do so, and the attack and the kill. And it's 21-13. St. Francis trying to chip away at this Dort College lead. Serving is Amber Casey for the Fighting Saints. They get it over to Gasing. Gasing to Moss. Moss on the slide to the right, unable to put it down. Now the attack, and it hits the antenna. The attack by Lifesay Groark, and the Dort College defenders lead at 21-13. 21-13, Dort College one set, 125-18. Granstra's serve, a floater, controlled by St. Francis. Over the net, saved by Jansen, gets it to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Here comes St. Francis. St. Francis with the push shot is Breidelman. Breidelman with a kill. 21-14. Breidelman records a kill. Dort College up a touchdown and an extra point at this point. 21-14 our score. Brooke Hartnell with service. Hartnell's serve taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Gasing to Moss. And Moss might have been called for a lift. She was not. Moss certainly looked from this vantage point like it might have been an extended contact on the hand. St. Francis thought so as well. And I can't fault them for arguing. St. Francis attacking. Dort College, Keel gets it back over to Moss. Moss tips it over the net, saved by St. Francis. Fighting Saints will load up. Here's Livesay Groark, unable to put it away. Pushed into the net by over the net by Altana. St. Francis scrambling. There's a down ball by the libero. Ailis, Dort College gets it up to Altana. Altana attacking from the outside, unable to put it down. There's Nowicki. Nowicki dug by Jansen, back corner, back over to Altena. Altena blocked at the net, and it's inbounds point, St. Francis. St. Francis gets the point on the block. Emma Altena trying to tool it off of the block and get it out of bounds. Instead, it ends up just outside the boundary. Controlled by Granstra, gets it to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. Keel unable to put it down. Dug back over, though. Door College reloads. Keel again. This time Keel with a changeup and the kill. Keel with a change of pace. And for Elizabeth, I believe that is her first kill tonight. Hasn't gotten a lot of swings. 10 by my count. And this is Scouten serving for the defenders. Scouten, low hard serve, controlled by St. Francis. Fighting Saints pop it over the net, taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. Keel with a kill. Outdoor College making a conscious effort, trying to get Keel involved, it appears. And Keel with back-to-back points for kills. And the Outdoor College defenders now serving for the set at 24-15. Serve controlled. Set goes right side. Saved by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Altena. Altena off high hand. Saved by St. Francis. York College gets a free chance. Passed over the net. Granstra to Gasing. Gasing tries to tip it to the back corner. Saved by Ailis. Set right side. Dug by Granstra. And we've got a player in the net for York College. And I believe that was Altena who got tangled up in the net. So a block error by the Dort College defenders, and St. Francis fights off one set point. Danielle Conrad with service. Conrad served, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. Keel pushes it over. Basically a free ball for St. Francis. Through the block, saved by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Altena. Altena down the line, hits it long and out of bounds. Point, St. Francis. St. Francis trails 24-17. Remains to be seen if this is too little, too late. Taking my scout and gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Altena. Altena blocked at the net. Dort College, that's Gasing with a swing. Trying to get it is Perinar. Perinar unable to put it away. Dort College, now this is Granstra. Granstra with a changeup. And Granstra with a kill. Dort College takes a 2-0 lead in this best of five match. 25-18 and 25-17. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, we didn't take the full 3 minutes in between sets two and three. We are underway. Brooke Granstra's serve was into the net, and now Granstra responds with a kill. And the Dort College defenders tied up 1-1. 1-1 hour score for St. Francis. That was one of the few leads they've had thus far tonight. Altena serve taken by St. Francis. Lindbergh gets there for the dig. Comes back over to Julia. Unable to put it away. Set comes back outside. Granstra sent it over, but there to push it down was Hartnell. Hartnell with a kill. And St. Francis leads it 2-1. Very early in this one, Dort College trailing St. Francis 2-1 in set three, but Dort College won sets 1 and 2, 25-18 and 25-17. Passed over the net to the back line. Drake gets it, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net, and pushing it down is Breidelman. Breidelman with her fourth kill. And St. Francis with the momentum early on in set number three, 3-2-1. Serving for St. Francis is Carlo. Carlo with serve, and Carlo serves into the net. So a service error by Carlo. And the defenders trail 3-2. Gasink has service. I had said that Granstra served to start the set. She didn't. That was Drake, obviously. Comes back left side. And hitting it wide and out of bounds is Brooke Hartnell. We're tied up 3-3 as she attacks from the left side and hits it wide and out of bounds. Hartnell sends it wide and out of bounds. 3-3 hour score. Coach Kara Currier for St. Francis. Obviously the tough draw right out of the chute. You take on the number one seed in the pool. And her team has battled for stretches, but there's been some stretches where they get outscored by 4 and 5 points, and that's been the difference so far here in the first two sets. Stuart College leading 4-3. Saved by Jansen, gets it over to Granstra, comes back over to Lindberg, unable to put it down. Now the overpass, and Granstra's there to put it down. Brooke Granstra with another kill, and Brooke has 11. Last time that we're getting the opportunity to watch Brooke Granstra play volleyball, become spoiled over the past several seasons watching her simply because she's the type of player who we often take for granted simply because she makes it look easy. Granstra with another one up at the net, and back row attack called on St. Francis, and St. Francis finds themselves down 6-3. Here's one of those stretches I talked about, a 5-point stretch where Dort College has gone from down 3-1 to up 6-3. Saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Granstra. Granstra unable to put that one down. Set goes left side through the box. Saved by Dort College. Comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg blocked at the net. Point St. Francis, and St. Francis ends the Dort College run with a block. It's 6-4. 6-4 the score. Leah Rose with service. And Leah Rose will line it up and send it over. Rose's serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Moss. And Moss into the net with her attack. So an attack error by Moss. And it's back to 6-5. So St. Francis trying to answer the Dort College run. Leah Rose serve controlled by the defenders. Gasing shoots it out to Lindberg. Lindberg down the line, saved by St. Francis. Set goes outside to Hartnell. Hartnell unable to put it down. Set right side back over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Moss records the kill, and for Haley, that is her fifth kill. Dort College leads 7-5. Now it's Brooke Granstra in the service area. Her serve floats, controlled by St. Francis. Set right side, banging it off the block for the kill is Breidelman. Breidelman with a kill. She's got 5. So Breidelman records the kill. Serving for St. Francis is Hartnell. Hartnell's serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Keel, and we've got a double contact called on Dort College's Jamie Gasing, and we're tied 7-7. So St. Francis and the Fighting Saints bouncing back from that 4-point run, that 5-point run by the defenders to score 4-5. And they tie it up at 7-all. An overpass. Dort College able to cover the kill attempt by St. Francis. Nowicki. Nowicki down the line. Dug by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Quick attack Keel. Unable to put it down. This time it goes back over to Moss. Moss hits the antenna. Point St. Francis. Moss with an attack error. Brooke Hartnell with service. Hartnell serve taken by Lindberg. And Lindberg unable to get the clean pass. And St. Francis putting together a 4-point run of their own. That was an ace serve for St. Francis. And another serve on the way for Brooke Hartnell. Hartnell serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg tips it down the line. Saved by St. Francis. Lindberg gets it back over to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. Keel unable to put it down. St. Francis covers it. Passed over the net by Hartnell. And Hartnell hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Dort College leads 9-8. Trails 9-8, I should say. That ends the run of 4 points in a row by the Fighting Saints. Summer Jansen now with service. Summer Jansen served, taken by St. Francis. St. Francis attacking Nowicki. Nowicki blocked at the net. Keel pushes it back over. Here comes St. Francis again. And again, this time it is Nowicki. Nowicki getting credit for the kill. For Nowicki, that is her third kill. Make that her fourth kill so far this evening. 10-8, St. Francis in front. Serving for St. Francis is Ayliss. Ayliss served, taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss for the kill. Haley Moss records the kill. And for Haley, that is her sixth, I believe. Make that number 7 for Haley Moss, the junior from Sioux Center. Serving for the defenders is Jill Scouten. Dort College on the joust, and Gaysink wins out on the joust, and Dort College ties it up 10-10. 10-10 our score. A joust, one out by Gaysink. Jamie Gaysink, one of those three first-team all-conference players for the defenders this season, along with Granstra and Altena. Jansen sends it over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Altena. Altena with a roll shot. Emma started the set, or started the match well, relatively quiet since. She's got 6 kills, right at her season average, a little below her season average of 2.8%. St. Francis receives the serve from Scouten. The attack, overhand save by Granstra. Now Altena, and Altena getting going. Altena makes it 12-10. Back-to-back kills by Emma Altena, the sophomore from Sioux Center. She now has 8 kills. High serve by Scouten, controlled by St. Francis. Nowicki. Nowicki through the box, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Altena. Altena back to Granstra. Granstra down the line, saved by St. Francis. Scouten on the cover, gets it back over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Keel. Keel for the kill, 13-10. And here's the run by Dort College answering the one that St. Francis had. Dort College has now scored 5 points in a row. 5 in a row by the defender. Scouten with service. Scouten serve controlled by St. Francis and Rose. Outside Nowicki. Nowicki off of the block. And Nowicki with a kill. Nowicki makes it 13-11. Serving for St. Francis is Danielle Conrad. Dort College attacking. Gaysink to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Here comes St. Francis, set right side down the line, taken by Jansen on the attack by Perinar. Pushed over the net. Now pushed back by St. Francis. Neither team getting a clean attack. Here's Altena, and we've got a ball handling error called on Gaysink. Ball handling error charged against Gaysink. Gaysink unable to get squared up under it. Serving for St. Francis is Danielle Conrad. Conrad serve, taken by Keel. Gets it to Gaysink, back to Keel. Keel cross court, dug by St. Francis. St. Francis pushed over the net, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Now a mishandled ball, and Jessica Carlo. Jessica Carlo unable to keep it in play. Point defenders. Andor College leads it 14-12. 14-12 the score. Serving is Aubrey Drake. Drake with the floater. And Drake's got an ace serve. Nowicki's unable to handle that one. So Drake records the ace. Serving for Dort College again will be Aubrey Drake. Drake to the sideline. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point, St. Francis. So Drake with a service ace, now a service error. Pass comes back over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Altena. Altena off of the block, saved by St. Francis. St. Francis to Carlo. Carlo trying to keep it alive. Passed over the net. Saved by Granstra. Gets it over to Gaysink. Slide to the right. Granstra. Granstra for the kill. And pretty hard to defend that. Granstra gets the pass to Gaysink. Then Gaysink shoots it back over to Granstra as she races to the pin. Dort College leading 16-13. Altena has serve. Here comes St. Francis. Carlo. Carlo off of the block. Saved by Dort College. Comes back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Covered by Granstra. Again, they go to that slide. And again, Granstra records a kill. Granstra with another kill. She's got 14. Leads all players. And the defenders lead 17-13. 17-13 our score. So hard to keep up with Granstra once she tries, she goes sprinting to the right pin. Carlo unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh taps it over. Saved by St. Francis. Down ball by the Fighting Saints. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh through the block for the kill. Julia Lindberg with another kill. Dort College leads 18-13. Dort College has scored five of the last six. They trailed 10-8 at one point, so they've outscored St. Francis 10-3. Taking this five-point lead. Overpass, Granstra for the kill. Brooke Granstra with another kill. And that forces St. Francis to use a timeout. 19-13 our score. Dort College in the driver's seat. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 19-13 our score. Jump serve by Altena, saved by St. Francis, unable to keep it in play. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. And right now it's Brooke Granstra just simply taking control. Brooke Granstra now with 16 kills through two-plus sets. Dort College in the driver's seat, up 20-13. Emma Altena with serve, taken by St. Francis. Set goes right side, down the line. And a kill for Brenna Perinar. Perinar with the kill. And the Dort College lead is 20-14. That ends the run of 5 points in a row. And a serve into the net by Jessica Carlo, point defenders. So Carlo with a service error. Jamie Gasink with service is 21-14. Dort College one set 1-25-18, one set 2-25-17. And positioning themselves here in set number three, barring a big comeback by St. Francis, and they're going to have to score some points in a row. We've got a player in the net for Dort College. I believe that's Haley Moss who got called for being in the net. Well, you got to start somewhere, and St. Francis trails 21-15 on the block error by Haley Moss as she brushed the net. Leah Rose has service. Rose serve taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Slide right side Moss. And Moss unable to time it out. An attack error by Haley. And the defenders lead 21-16. So here comes St. Francis trying to make a contest of it. And serving into the net is Leah Rose. So Rose with a service error. Brooke Granstra now has service for the defenders. Granstra serve taken by St. Francis. Racing after it is Conrad. Keeps it in play from the back row. The libero, Ailis, unable to put it down. Lindberg banks it off of the block for the kill. Julia Lindberg with the kill. It's 23-16. Dort College positioning themselves to go to 1-0 pool play. St. Francis will drop to 0-1 unless Dort College is unable to maintain the seven-point lead. Abby Palama now with service, the junior from Rock Valley. Palama's floater, saved by St. Francis. Set goes outside through the block, controlled by Jansen, gets it over to Giesing, comes back over to Keel, pushed over the net, and Lindberg kept it alive. Now Lindberg with a roll shot, and Lindberg with a kill. For Julia Lindberg, that is her fifth kill, and the defenders lead it. 24-16, and they're serving for the set and the match with Abby Palama. Palama's serve, controlled by St. Francis. Set goes outside through the block. And Dort College is going to be called for four contacts. Four contacts against the defenders. Brooke Hartnell will now serve. 24-17. So she'll have to serve six in a row, seven in a row, just to extend this set. Comes outside Lindberg. Lindberg off of the block. Saved by St. Francis. Set outside Nowicki. Nowicki through the block. Saved by Jansen. And pushed over the net by Moss after it was picked out of the net by Gasink. Pushed into the block by St. Francis. They'll set outside Nowicki again. Nowicki over the block. Saved by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. Keel tips to the back line. St. Francis racing, unable to get to it. 25-17, our final in set number three. Dort College wins in three, 25-18, 25-17, 25-17. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap comes up right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Well, hopefully we see and visit with Coach Chad Hansen before the evening is over. Sometimes these national events, they've got some post-match requirements that keep them from making their way up to the press row as quickly as they normally do, but we'll do our best to tread some water, and we will try to give him as much time as possible to make his way up here. Let's take a look, first of all, at the numbers from tonight's match. For the Dort College Defenders, they had 42 kills, 15 errors, 127 total attacks. St. Francis, by comparison, 25 kills, 20 errors, and 135 total attacks. That's an 037 kill efficiency, while for Dort College, it was a 213 kill efficiency. A total of 37 assists for the Defenders, 22 for St. Francis. St. Francis really struggled to get in system most of the evening. St. Francis with 62 digs, Dort College with 80. Dort College only got 3 points off of blocks, while St. Francis had 5. Individually, Dort College was led by Brooke Granster with 16 kills. Emma Altena and Haley Moss each had 7. 5 for Julia Lindberg. 2 for Jamie Gasink. 4 for Elizabeth Keel. And 1 for Jill Scouten. Jamie Gasink had 30 assists. Aubrey Drake and Jamie Gasink each had 1 service ace, along with Emma Altena. Dort College had 3 service aces, while St. Francis had 2. Summer Jansen with 29 digs. Brooke Granstra had 14. 9 for Jill Scouten. 8 for Aubrey Drake. 7 for Julia Lindberg and Jamie Gasink. For St. Francis, they were topped by Alyssa Bridleman with 7 kills. 5 kills each for Brooke Hartnell and Joanna Nowicki. 13 assists for Danielle Conrad, 16 digs each for Leah Ailis and Brooke Hartnell. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be back visiting with Jamie Gasink. We're going to give her just a chance to catch her breath and get a little something to drink before we put her on the air. And we'll be getting to Jamie Gasink and Coach Chad Hansen right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Back at the Tyson Event Center. Sioux City, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders knock off St. Francis in relatively short order. 3 sets to nothing, 25-18, 25-17, and 25-17. And I'm joined now by Jamie Gasink, Dort College's setter. And Jamie, good start for your team. Really, I thought the open of set one, you got some serves in early, got an ace serve right away, and looked like your team played with a lot of confidence. You get the sense that your team was pretty confident coming into today's contest?
Yeah, we were ready to play again. It's been a while, so we were excited to go out there and play, and we were ready to have fun.
What with that much time off in between matches, in a situation like this as a setter, do you try to keep it simple early on and just try to get some things going?
Yeah, I mean, I try to just get each hitter going a little bit, and then as the game progresses, try to get a quicker offense established.
Anything that St. Francis did that surprised you coming in? Was there anything that you had to adjust to that you felt like, or were you pretty well prepared for this one?
We were pretty prepared. Game tape on them. I mean, we had 2 weeks, so we were ready for them.
Brooke Granster, you were able to run that quick attack, and when you start sending it out to the right pin, it gets pretty hard for teams to defend. It's just a matter of getting your timing down.
Yeah, I got so many great hitters, so it's just nice I can spread the ball out like that and get them open.
You got points and runs tonight. Was it a matter of, was it the serving? What was it that really triggered things this evening? Can you put your finger on anything?
I think our defense did a great job just keeping balls alive to win those rallies.
Last year you came down here, lost a couple in pool play. Obviously, that experience probably helped prepare you for tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we were excited. We were here last year, and it didn't feel good to not make it out of pool play. So this year we're ready to go out there and win as many games as we can.
Jamie, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
That's Jamie Gasink, Dort College setter, and we'll be getting to Coach Chad Hansen in just a little bit. Right now he's tied up with some other media. We can tell you what's coming up in terms of the rest of the week. The Dort College Defenders will be playing again tomorrow evening. They're taking on the Madonna Crusaders tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, wrapping up pool play as they face the Grandview Vikings. And Coach Chad Hansen, good start for your team this evening. Really didn't have to deal with any confidence issues tonight. Quick 4 points, and it just felt like everything felt right for your team tonight, it seemed.
I'm glad for that, Mike. It did feel right. It was a good first match for us after this break. And I'm really, really pleased with how our team came out and executed in a lot of different ways and really took care of the ball. You know, kept the points going on our scoreboard. And when we were down a point or two here and there, we just stayed focused and kept doing the right things.
Beginning of a match like this, after you've had a little bit of a layoff, what are some things that you're watching for specifically that you want to see early on in a match like this after a 2- and 3-week break?
I think one of the things that can really be a challenge is for 3 weeks we've been in our own gym communicating with our own voices to our own teammates that we have a lot of trust and history with. And you come into a neutral site, you come into a big open space like the Tyson is, and you have another team on the other side whose voices and movement and schemes you've prepared for as best you can on your scouting team in your gym, but it's just different. This is a different altogether everything. So communication is one of the first things that I look for. Are we dialoguing well and problem solving as we go? And then just the overall movement of our system, offense, defense. Are we staying disciplined in the things that we train and we're comfortable with? Or does it look a little out of sorts? And I was really pleased with both those areas, communication and us staying strong in our schemes and systems.
That was going to be my follow-up question. I'm not doing my job if I don't ask, did you see that tonight? And it sounds like you saw exactly what you wanted.
I did. I really did. You know, the service line's an area where I would have loved for us to have been a few errors less, which sounds like a really weird statement to say, but I would have loved several more serves in play from the service line, but I was pleased overall. And the blocking side, we only had 3 blocks on the stat sheet versus their 5. I would have really appreciated and liked to have seen more points scored from our blocking. But where our block is, I know their hitters were hitting around it and tipping over it. So a big credit to our defense behind the block because we kept a lot of balls alive, and that's the team concept to our defense.
One way or the other, this is the last week that we watch Brooke Granster play volleyball in a Dort College uniform. I've said for the last 3-plus years now that there are nights, there are plays every night. It seems like, okay, there's only one player in the gym who can make that play, and it's her. We've become spoiled. Again tonight, that play, and she ran a few of them in set number 3 where she gets the dig or the cover, gets it to Jamie, and then Jamie throws it to the right pin on that sprint for Brooke. That is awfully hard for other teams to defend.
It is. It absolutely is. A real neat and a minor story to share with you. We scrimmaged Morningside just this last Saturday, and I texted their coach, Beth Donnelly, after the scrimmage and just said, thanks for coming and glad to host you guys in that scrimmage. And then she texted back and she said, I forgot how fast Brooke is. And it's just a comment of Brooke's athleticism. And as you said, just that sprint, I really enjoy seeing that athleticism, seeing Jamie dial in with a well-timed set and that ball just bouncing high off the floor. It's a really, really neat thing that I hope we get to see a lot more of this week, Mike.
Be honest with me. You're watching up here. Montana Tech takes care of Georgetown 3-0.
Okay.
A little bit of an upset earlier today.
Yeah.
You go, this is for real. You better be ready to go. And because Montana Tech came in as the much lower-rated team,
right,
and they got it done in 3. Yep. I would imagine that gets a coach's attention.
It does. And I think when you get to this point in the year, the rankings are throughout the year are based on the opinion of coaches. And often, very often, those opinions are spot on because these coaches have experience who are voting. They've seen one team versus another out of conference, et cetera. And when you get to this point, it's for sure not about the ranking. It's always about how are you going to execute in this venue, in this environment, at this stage in your season. Some have had a 3-week break. Some have had a 2-week break. And the craziness of a three-set match, whether it's an upset or, in our case, an expected, you know, the higher seed should win this match, it feels good. I told the team today after this match, I said, good job. Who enjoyed playing this match? And they all nodded their heads. I said, we enjoyed watching you. Let's keep enjoying each day that we get to be together in this tournament.
Madonna tomorrow, what do you know about the Crusaders?
Madonna's a tall team, as on the right side in their middle, and then they're a explosive left side team. Lots of different shots, and they play with some good emotion, some passion. They're well coached. They are a team that we look forward to playing. We need to come out with our own great enjoyment, focus, and energy. I feel confident with how we've scouted and prepared for Madonna. And if we stay disciplined in the things that we can control, I'm hopeful it'll be a great match for us.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our post-game wrap. We're once again Dort College victorious in 3, 25-18, 25-17, and 25-17 over the St. Francis Fighting Saints. Next up for the Defenders, they'll be playing tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock if all goes according to schedule, and they will be taking on the Madonna Crusaders. That'll be the first of the two pool matches tomorrow. The other one features St. Francis taking on Grandview. Grandview and Madonna will be playing here in about half hour on court number 3. Those of you wondering about our broadcast situation for tomorrow, we will have the Dort College volleyball match on KDCR 88.5 FM tomorrow evening or tomorrow afternoon. Hopefully we get started at 5 o'clock. And certainly love to be finished with our broadcast at about 6:30. Obviously, that's a long shot here at the national championship. But as soon as we are done with this portion of the broadcast, we'll be sending it over to Northwestern in Orange City for Dort Northwestern women's and men's basketball. Christian Zylstra and Derek DeVries will be taking care of the call of that game in Orange City. So trying to cover our bases as best we can tomorrow. That's the plan. So join me again tomorrow evening for Dort College Volleyball, and then Thursday night, obviously, no conflicts in terms of other Dort College sporting events. Dort College Volleyball will be facing Grandview in what shapes up to be a great night of volleyball. The next two nights are huge. Dort College would love to erase the memory of last year when they didn't make it out of pool play. They've taken the first step here this evening. They took care of business against the number 4 seed St. Francis Fighting Saints, 3-0. Now let's see what Dort College is able to do tomorrow as they take on the Madonna Crusaders. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening. Obviously, that was pre-recorded. And I'm going to tell you about what's coming up for Dort College Athletics. The Dort College volleyball team victorious over St. Francis this evening, 3-0. The other GPAC teams in action. Midland has just dispatched of Mobile, Alabama, 25-13. Hastings was a winner earlier today, 3-0. Dort College a winner. I don't know how the Doan College Tigers did earlier today. I'm going to take a look at that right now, in fact. Doan College a winner as well today, 3-0 over Carolina. And the Morningside Mustangs currently on the floor. And they are involved in their pool match. And that has not gone final as of. So Morningside in action against Park of Missouri. Park, one of the top 10 teams in the country, and Morningside is the host team. So thus far, the Great Plains Athletic Conference 4-0 in pool play at the NAIA National Championship. That's a look at your hometown sports. I'm Mike Biker for KDCR 88.5 FM. The more you hear.